We're trying to understand what the Rambam understands by Chazal's phrase, which defines the mitzvah of tefillah, avodah shavah life. So, the first indication is in what the Rambam doesn't say when he describes and defines the d'oraisa of tefillah, alchiya mitzvah zo kachu shehei odem mispalel umeschanin b'chol yom umagid shvachu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achakach shol tzvachu shu tzarech lehen b'vakoshu b'tchinu v'achakach nosein shevach v'hodoya l'Hashem al hatova shehishpia lo. So that there's no reference ki huzeh to avodas kavanas. It's totally absent. The Rambam doesn't begin to talk about the relevance of kavanas to tefillah until he talks about the drabanas of tefillah. So that was sort of indicator number one. Another indication that we didn't mention yesterday, when the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, HaMitzvah HaChamisha Sisha Tzivanu La'ovdo Yisaleh U'kvo Nichval Tzivu Yizeh Pa'omim, then at the end of this mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvah, so the Rambam quotes Adrashos Chazal, V'omru Avdehu B'Saraso Avdehu V'Ivduhu B'Migdasho. So if you find Chazal saying darshaning that you have to be Oved Hashem in the Mikdash, so what does that mean? So obviously it means you go to the Mikdash and you're Makiv Kavanos. The Rambam says no. Kloma lo lecha sham lehispalol bo v'negdo kemo shebiya shlomo olav hashalom. What it means, what Chazal have in mind when they say you have to be oved in mikdash, is that they're saying that the din of davening nochach hamikdash is a din daraisa. So the Ramban says what we would have thought. The Ramban says v'chein zo sheshnuya sham v'oso sa'avodu. Ivdu b'sarasu, ivdu b'mikdashu, perush alama, sheyavdu also b'mikdashu, ba'avodos ha'kavanos. And the Rambam very, very conspicuously doesn't give that pshat. So what we began to try to explain is that what allows, not what dictates, but what allows for the Rambam's havana in avodah shavah leiv, is that the term lev, the Rambam says, has, as many, many words in Lashon HaKodesh do, has multiple meanings, and of the meanings of lev, besides its primary meaning of the organ of the body, the heart, it also is a term for machshava and for seichel. The Rambam tells that explicitly when he defines the terms lev. The Rambam is quoted. So he says, "Kemo chein hu shem lemachshava." Lev is also a noun which means thought. Lo libi halach amal pi mashma zos ne'emar. And this is what we saw in the yad yesterday. Velo sasura acharei levavchem. Then the Rambam says that lev hu gam shem lesechel. And that's what it means in the Pasuk in Koheles of Lev Chochem Limino. So again, that was again, it doesn't dictate the Rambam's Havon and Avodah Shavah Lev, but it allows for it. That Lev doesn't only mean heart, and that Yitochen, what we suggested yesterday for the Rambam in the phrase Avodah Shavah Lev, it means Avodah not in the sense of Avodah's Kobonos, not with that association, but Avodah's Hashem with the Iker of the Avodas Hashem is through the Machshava, is through thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the essence of Tefillah is. Not its equivalence to Avodas Kavonos. That's not what Chazal are talking about for the Rambam. That the essence of Tefillah is, it's a mitzvah that consists, it's an Avodas Hashem that consists not of an Atilas Lulav, not of a Chilas Matzah, not of a Hanochas Tefillin. The essence of it is thinking about Hashem. It's done with the Seichel, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'maisa, the Rambam actually says it mefurish. It's not only that it's nitam lehayomer, the fidakar of the Rambam. He says it mefurish. But he says it in a way that we're not going to fully understand today, but we'll try to amplify this a little bit. The Rambam writes, again, this is also much quoted, HaTorah hivhira, the Torah makes clear, Sheh HaAvodah HaAchrona HaZos, the ultimate Avodas Hashem, Shehisavnu Tzumas HaLev Eleho, that we've been focusing on, the Perek Zeh, Lotia ela achere ha-hasoga is only after a person has apprehended, has understood Hashem in whatever sense and whatever degree human capacity allows for. Hu amar la'avas Hashem Elokechem u'la'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. So listen to these next two lines of Rasai. U'kvor hevharnu kama pa'omim, we've explained several times, she'ha'ahava l'fi midas ha'hasogat, right? L'fi adeya tia ava. Ava Hashem ensues, Ava Hashem follows on the heels of Yediyas Hashem. Achre ha'ahava tovo osa avoda. After a person attains ahava, comes the avoda she'chachomim zal he'iru aleha v'omru zo avoda she'balev. So now the Rambam is going to come and tell us what avoda she'balev is. Again, it confirms what we're talking about, and it's confusing. So take the confirmation for today, hold off on the confusion for tomorrow. V'hi l'dayti, what is avoda she'balev? Haf'olas ha'machashova. Avoda she'balev means activating, focusing, directing one's thoughts. Haf'olas ha'machashova al ha'muskol ha'rishon. So I'm a mefurish, the definition of avodah she'balev, again, what allows for that definition, it doesn't dictate that definition, what allows for it is that lev means machshava as well, it also means machshava, it also means seichel, and the definition of avodah she'balev is avodah Hashem through machshava, the instrument for which is machshava. We'll continue.